Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Cunin and our producer, Cal Hunter. What a wonderful day, June 25th, 2022. As in wonderful, it is beautiful outside. It is warm, and I just like to be positive about things. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. And I repeat, sometimes informative show on earth, because a lot of times we just don't have a lot of things that are very informative. We're just having a good time. True, Todd?
It's Radio Law Talk with your warm and friendly host, Fred Penny.
And welcome back.
Welcome back, by the way, Fred. Fred, you were on assignment last week.
And, I was.
We had a fill-in. Garrett Penny was here.
The little boy.
Great show, but welcome back. It's always missed when you're gone.
Hey, yeah. Garrett did a great job. We missed you, of course, but he was just terrific. So you've done well.
Well, you know, what a chip off the old block.
That's
right?
What I'm saying right there.
I think he's going to take over my job someday.
You can always hope.
Todd and you are both in cane, you know, on walkers.
Well, I was in a walker a year ago, so hopefully it's a little further down the road than that. But, yeah.
Remember, seek local counsel. We're just talking about general topics. You know, don't think we're everything's going to be great if you quote us in court of law. So just go ahead and seek local counsel. We're talking, you know, look, it just we're not giving you legal advice. Now, we're talking about stuff in general, but we're not giving you legal advice. 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Yes, we like to stay politically neutral, and we are a politically neutral radio show. That's why our T-shirts say, when you're tired of politics radio, tune into Radio Law Talk. But here we've got to talk about the Roe v. Wade case. Not the case. The case was, well, I can't remember the name of the case off the top of my head, that just came down.
Was that Missouri?
Anyway, yeah, the Missouri. Case, I can't remember the name. Let's talk about Roe v. Wade. We've got to talk about it and really look at it legally as lawyers and scholars. That's the way we look at it. Emotionally, we're not going to look at it emotionally. And, boy, what a lot of emotion this thing has caused, and rightfully so, on both sides. I mean, it's as I was listening to a show this morning, an individual said, you know what, I just wish we could tolerate each other and disagree, but tolerate one another. And it seems like in this country, not even this decision, but other decisions, both sides seem to just polarize and hate the other person for not following their way of thinking.
Well, all I have to do is tear down social media, and that'll happen.
Yeah,
that's
you're probably
people
right.
Who say
yeah,
that,
you're
right?
Probably right.
That's part of it.
Well, you know, and the thing about that, regardless of the issue, not just this issue, but regardless of the issue and the difficulty that the fear of being able to voice your opinion has, is that legitimate opinions, some people have whacked out opinions, I guess, or whatever,
but that's what the country's about.
You have to accept those and then use your intelligence to weed through ones that sometimes are very well thought out opinions. But if there's a culture of fear, there will be the fear of voicing your opinions. Valid opinions on both sides of any issue will be suppressed because of fear, and then it becomes a situation where the best opinions, the best ideas don't move forward, only the loudest.
So it also becomes a political danger if people are not allowed to freely express their opinions, even if they're dumb ones. Even if it's just you're entitled to your opinion, no matter how wrong it may be. I think that's what I'm hearing. I mean, right? I mean, that's what people say.
Yeah, and honestly, when you look back at the when our country was founded, look, there were people before the country was founded that were voicing their opinions to the crown, and they were jailed. They were intimidated. Your opinions might be valid, but we don't want to hear them. And that led to the creation of the country. We can't go back to a situation like that.
That's what this case is going to be about.
Yeah.
Those of you listening in, I've said this 100 times, but again, I'm not going to get political on this issue. Believe it or not, it just happened to be a Roe v. Wade issue the scary thing. It, 1 minute left, Cal. What happened? We just cruising on?
5-5 wrong card. 5-5-5.
Just so you know, I love our little thing here. Cal holds up how many minutes left? 1 minute. I'm like,
What just happened?
Yeah, what just happened? Wow, that went fast. But really, what this is all about, ready for this? Mic drop. It's about states' rights versus federal rights. That's what this case is about. I know it's Roe v. Wade being overturned, but it's going to happen in other cases coming forward. That's why this is an important case to look at, not just for the Roe v. Wade issue, whether it's bad or good, depending on what side you're leaning on, but it's an issue of state courts or the states having more rights. If it's not enumerated in the Constitution, under the 10th Amendment, the states make the decision. It's not saying that, you know, there's not any abortion. You can't have abortion out there. It's saying each state's going to have their opinion. And it's not just
their own law. Their own law.
Yeah, own law. And it's not just this case. It's going to be other cases coming down where, you know, on no matter what your belief is on another type of issue, are the states going to take over more of their rights? Because if it's not enumerated or mentioned in the Constitution, then it goes to the state to make a decision. So that's what that's about. And even though it's so, you know, politically charged right now, but we're going to talk about states' rights versus federal rights and how and why this United States was formed because of one big thing, and that was England had the power, the federal, or like what you'd call like the federal government power, had the ultimate power over the states and the people. They didn't call them that there, but it's the same basic thing. And that's what they didn't want, is the centralized power. And that's why America became America and there was the Revolutionary War, is because they didn't want the centralized power. They wanted individual states to have their own powers. Obviously, they didn't have states then, but that's the general point.
But here we are in this grand experiment, this great republic made up of a bunch of independent states, and the Supreme Court said, you know what? The independent states matter for something. Not abortion matters for something. Right, that wasn't the issue. But the independent states and their rights matter for something. Mm-hmm. And that's what I find interesting about this.
Yeah, and it's not gonna, and by the way, it's going to do more than just this case. It's going to affect other cases. We're going to talk about Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, the appeal, but most important, you're going to like this. You really want to stay tuned for this. You're like, oh, I'm tired of Deptford. No, I'm going to tell you some very interesting statistics. And by the way, someone wrote an article about it that came out all throughout PR Newswire or the press, and that's a guy by the name of Frederick Penny. Oh, yeah, that's me.
I better check it for plagiarism.
Yeah. And then, actually, I didn't quote. We did quote all the statistical analysis and where we got it from. We're going to talk about we got the other thing that Supreme Court came down with a lot of things recently, the New York gun law. There's some ironic things in that law that was that the Supreme Court overturned the New York gun law that is very interesting, very ironic, especially when it comes down to we have a gunman trying to kill Kavanaugh and just pled not guilty. We're going to talk about that. It lays into this New York City gun law. Minnesota citizens are suing over the reduction of police force. We're going to talk about that. And so much more. We have the case or no case. Look, should people who leak stuff that work for the Supreme Court get jail time? That's another question. Should we do that or not do that? That's going to be another issue of debate. We're going to talk about what else we talk about? Bill Cosby, South Dakota, you know, about a conviction overturned for leaving your kid in a hot car.
An interesting one about whether or not police have liability if they don't give you your Miranda rights. That's going to be unique.
So when we come back, we're going to do the first things first, which is case or no case.
And it's a good one, too. Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up here. In fact, we've got more than 2.5 hours coming on Radio Law Talk, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Found Radio Law Talk.
A commercial
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Well, come on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800. 800-
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
427.
This is no fun.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
We are back to doing the funnest thing in the whole world, and that's case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Now I take you to Harley, Wisconsin, where a woman named Angela had a sullied reputation. She owed several folks in town a lot of money, and her reputation was beaten up, to say the least. One week before Thanksgiving in 2021, she called Johnson Brothers Builders to fix up the area underneath the house. It needed insulation, she said. They came, got the insulation, got the plywood, started hanging the insulation and putting up the plywood. Then about 11 o'clock in the morning, she came out and said, "That's not what I wanted. I wanted that blue stuff that has that blue insulation on one side. That's what I wanted there. You got the wrong thing." So the builder dutifully stopped, went off to the Home Depot, got the other material, $138 a sheet, by the way. And then about a third of the way through the second half of the job, she came out and fired the contractor and said, "What is wrong with you? I wanted primed plywood and insulation under there. What's this blue stuff?" The contractor stormed out, angry at himself for not listening to his fellow builders, and he immediately went to a lawyer and said, "Is this a case or no case?" Todd Kuenin, you seem puzzled by it. So what's your
what year was this?
2021.
Okay, so essentially, construction working is starting per an agreement. She comes out, she claims she wanted, they're doing A, she claims she wanted B.
Yep.
And then they go out and get B, and she comes out and she says, "What are you doing? I wanted A."
Meantime, the B is still hanging there, and the new stuff that the A they did is still hanging there, and the new stuff they did is also still hanging there. So there we stand.
And how old is she?
Old.
Old?
Yeah, older than 50. Let's put it that way.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know how much they charged for it. I don't know if the agreement called for change orders and who bore the responsibility and cost for the change order.
$1,700 job, by the way.
$1,700 job.
Okay.
I think this sounds like a very interesting scenario and something a lot of people complain about. But I'm going to go with no case on this one. It's probably a true scenario, but I don't think it ever materialized to the level of being a case.
Okay. Fred, what do you think about this?
The question is, has Cal been sitting on the throne reading the local
again,
newspaper on the latest small claims court cases? That's the question. Because this is a small claims court case. It sounds like if it's a $1,700 job. Was there a lawsuit? No. But was there a small claims court case? No, I think it's a scenario, but not a case. And I think that Cal probably had a run in. I don't think Cal did, but a friend of his, you know, had a run in and was talking to Cal about it. And he goes, "I'll make that a case or no case next week with case or no case." This is Cal Hunter.
You know, I think he's mocking me, Todd. I could be wrong.
Cal, I could just see you sitting there reading the local paper. And this is what it's like. It's, oh, local news. A raccoon attacked the Flanders dog.
Make note.
Oh, 7-Eleven is opening up next year down the street from me. And, oh, I got one for case or no case.
That's what it is, Cal.
Well, tell
us what's going on.
Let me tell you, for those of you who say this is a case, that's nobody. No case. And I'll tell you why.
And so it was no case.
No case.
All right.
Angela was a sharp cookie. She stopped the builders the second time just a few dollars short in material and labor of what it would have cost for the builder to sue her for the job. The builder didn't even file a lien on her home for the unpaid bill. He said he learned his lesson. He said he took his loss, and he moved on, and that is case or no case.
Is that like, was it on the newspaper or something he complained, or was it a opinion? Or
no, it's a true op-ed? It's a true story. It's a
someone
story.
You knew, huh, Cal?
Yeah.
You know, the irony of this is the old lady's name was Angela, okay? And there's that website.
Angie's List.
Angie's List. I mean, you know that website's going, couldn't it have been the name of anybody else other than this?
Oh, by the way, next hour, the military officer whose husband says she has a wandering eye.
Ooh.
That's right. No.
Oh, sorry. That's a lazy eye. My bad.
Get a patch.
Get a patch.
And that, folks, is...
Thank you, Cal.
It's
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, I was listening to some shows this morning and people talking. Actually, there were... It was on a Clubhouse. I'll say it was a Clubhouse show, and people debating the Roe v. Wade overturn. And you've got the actual case there. What's
it
called?
It's Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization.
Okay, and that's a Minnesota.
It's a Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
Yes.
Mississippi case. So I remember them talking about, you know, just the implications of what's going on. There's been some protests where they've had freeways stopped and someone tries to, you know, go by them. They, you know, hit them with a stick, and we've seen that before.
Completely uncalled for, by the way.
Protests are part of the American landscape, and we need to do that. But it doesn't mean rule of law is broken, right?
Right.
But, look, this is a very hot topic, and it is very emotional. But what Todd and I are going to try to talk about, and we'll have Cal comment a little bit too, but Todd and I as attorneys, we're not giving legal advice, but we're going to talk about the Constitution, and we're going to talk about the real issue here is states' rights versus federal rights. And let me tell you something, those of you who think we have a victory, those of you who are pro-life, and again, we're not being political, Todd's got a be careful what you ask for thing, because it's interesting what Kavanaugh said and what the Supreme Court said that I think a lot of people are missing in this opinion. And we're going to give you some scenarios after that. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into Depp v. Heard, the appeal we're going to talk about, but most of all, the very important statistics about the trial. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations all across the United States and on RadioLawTalk.com. And we remind you, all of our episodes are posted there where you can listen to any of them from the time we started the show 5 years ago about. You can listen to any of them that you'd like on many topics at no charge. This is Radio Law Talk.
Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny & Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to PennyAndAssociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car.
USA Radio News.
Police in Cedar Rapids, Iowa are investigating after a protest against the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade appeared to turn violent when a truck driver drove into demonstrators as they crossed a street during the demonstration. Video taken showed at least two women directly in front of the truck as it drove into them. One woman was hospitalized after her foot was run over, and Cedar Rapids police have been informed of the incident and are currently investigating. Beijing said it would allow primary and secondary schools to resume in-person classes, while Shanghai officials declared victory over COVID-19 after the city reported zero new local cases for the first time in 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
That's down. How did that happen?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So we're back talking about the recent Supreme Court case. Todd's got some interesting statistics. You know, we're going to get in and talk about whether or not an individual for leaking that works for the Supreme Court or somehow has an affiliation with Supreme Court leaks the preliminary decision should be put in jail. To what happens, what's the difference between the leaked decision and the actual decision page-wise? What's the difference?
Yeah, so the leaked decision came out at 98 pages. Now, listen, that is just the 98 pages that were leaked was a first draft, and it was because the majority opinion was written by Justice Alito. It was just Justice Alito's first draft of the opinion. It did not include any concurring opinions or dissenting opinions. You compare that to the decision that was released yesterday by the Supreme Court that includes concurring and dissenting opinions is 213 pages long. But specifically, the Alito, the majority opinion, comes in at 108 pages. So the difference between the leaked opinion at 98 and the ultimate opinion for the majority that came out, there were 10 extra pages added to it. And I think most of that can be chalked up to this. There's a back and forth that goes when the person that writes the majority of the opinion distributes it to all the other justices, and then the justices that are either concur or dissent issue their opinions back to the one who writes the majority opinion, Alito, and then in the majority opinion, the majority will address the concerns raised opinions or dissenters. And in doing that, it makes the original opinion longer because those issues need to be addressed. And that's where we're at, 108 pages on the majority.
So we talk about the states' rights versus federal rights is really what this case is coming down about. I know it is. People are saying that's bull. It's about abortion. This is a fight that's been going on for years about it. In fact, it occurred. That's why the Civil Rights War occurred, was because the states versus the federal government rights. And that's all enumerated in the 10th Amendment. So basically, remember, all rights and powers not specifically reserved to Congress by Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution are reserved by the states. So if it's not in the Constitution, the states make the decision. And that's what this whole, I'm going to say the vast majority of this was about.
And that was the 10th Amendment that you were just
yes,
citing.
Yes, that was the 10th Amendment.
Says, if it ain't in this document, the states get to regulate. It's why states can do driver's licenses, because driver's licenses aren't in the Constitution.
Right.
Roads, every little thing, how your public schools and states, look.
That's how the civil rights, that's how the Civil War started.
Exactly.
So in understanding and knowing that, breaking down this case, there's some interesting things that Kavanaugh says, and you know, it's great to have Todd, our criminal lawyer here. We're not constitutional lawyers. We don't expect to be constitutional lawyers, but we always like to try to look at the future a little bit. And the old saying of be careful what you wish for, Todd brought up a very interesting thing. Do you have a drum roll for this, Cal, or something like that? Because this is going to be really important. And something to think about this decision. So, drum roll, please.
Well, that's close enough.
There we go. Todd,
all right.
What is it about this ruling? You said be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely. So, to clarify, Justice Alito wrote the majority opinion, on which Justice Kavanaugh agreed and joined, but also wrote his concurring opinion to clarify a few things. A couple of things that he clarified. One, and he puts this, this is right out of his concurring opinion, I just want to clarify that this decision does not outlaw abortions in the United States. It does not outlaw abortions in the United States. What Kavanaugh points out is that the effect of this decision, what this court is saying, is that the Constitution of the United States has no opinion, and the justices interpreting the Constitution have no opinion on abortions one way or another. They're not for, they're not against. It's not a constitutional issue. Now, here's where the, well, be careful what you wished for or what you asked for aspect to it comes. Right now, when you look at the Mississippi law that was upheld, well, that law essentially imposed a ban on abortions that occur after the 15th week of pregnancy. And so, you know, they're saying, okay, great, this law gets upheld, and there are other states that have similar laws on the books. But think about this. What happens if there's a state that passes a law that says, hey, look, you know, abortions can be performed in this state all the way up until childbirth, hypothetically. And somebody says, well, we need to have the Supreme Court look at this to see if that's a constitutional law. The Supreme Court has already spoken that says abortions are not constitutional. They're not. There's no opinion from the Constitution one way or another. So while this is a victory for the lawmakers in Mississippi who passed this law, if another state passes a law that's more lenient on abortions and there's a group that doesn't like that because of its leniency, courts said, don't come running to us. It's a states' rights issue. We're not deciding it. The Constitution has no opinion one way or another.
Unless the Congress decides to come up with some sort of national standard or bill, which they,
well,
which they may do.
Kavanaugh even addressed that because he said, look, this applies. Constitution has no say one way or another. Even if Congress or the Senate comes up with something, if there's a federal law that is passed that deals with abortions that conservatives think is too lenient, again, don't go running to the Supreme Court to have them determine whether or not that is constitutional. It's not our issue.
Okay, now let's talk about whether or not it's constitutional. We discussed this earlier. Well, Roe v. Wade came out and said it was constitutional. So therefore, I guess the argument could be, well, yeah, it is constitutional because the Supreme Court said it is. That's a thing called stare decisis, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, so stare decisis essentially is the legal principle that once a high court makes a ruling or a court makes a ruling and the appeals have stopped, the appeal process can't go up any higher, then that final determination by whatever court it is in the Court of Appeals is what is followed moving forward. It's to help us have some sort of uniformity in the law so you're not relitigating the same issues every time when something comes up. However, as the Supreme Court said, and this is where this recent decision is really, in my opinion, going to be used, is it really sets forth and solidifies the framework that established the conditions upon which sometimes stare decisis is not followed. What are times where an issue can come up and despite a prior Supreme Court ruling that appears to indicate that it should be decided one way, under what conditions can the court deviate from a prior opinion? And look, it's not the first time this has happened. Plessy versus Ferguson, the segregation ruling from the Supreme Court, and then that's overturned by Brown versus the Board of Education. Probably pretty good. Dred Scott, an opinion from the 1800s that ruled that African Americans were essentially three-fifths of a human being. Well, thank heaven stare decisis didn't save that ruling and that got overturned. And there's a host of, I think a stat that I read once, there's like 150 times where the Supreme Court has overturned its previous decisions because there were factors that were met that required not following stare decisis. And they list those factors in this court, in this decision. There's five of them. And you know, we didn't need to go through all of them, but the court felt that those factors applied here to justify the majority, the Supreme Court, from deviating from Roe v. Wade. And then subsequent to Roe v. Wade, there was Casey in 1992.
Right.
So that's the law.
Well, call us, 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234, 7234. I've got a lot I can talk about this, but we're going to move on. We're going to move on because this could take up 2 hours of our show. But you got Depp V. Heard, some interesting stuff. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk will continue. Call us, stay tuned. We'll continue.
Is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You found Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Before we get into the Depp v. Heard case, which, by the way, some very well-known attorney wrote an article on the latest statistics. Oh, yeah, that was me.
Is this social media stats, or what statistics did you read?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm setting you up for all this, guy.
Oh, well, where can I find it? I want to know.
I want you to know. But Todd wants to make one final point about the Dobbs v. Jackson case, which is the one that overturned Roe v. Wade, about what the justices had to say and how you can read it.
Yeah, so first off, just so that you understand how the justices split on this, Justice Alito wrote the opinion for the majority. He was joined by Amy Coney Barrett, Gorsuch, then Kavanaugh agreed but also wrote a concurring opinion. Thomas agreed but wrote a concurring opinion. And Chief Justice Roberts. Now, Roberts's decision, he agreed with the ultimate decision upholding the law in the state of Mississippi. But Roberts said he would not have overturned Roe v. Wade, that he would have said, look, the law in Mississippi is constitutional. That's all he would have stopped right there. And then you had Justices Breyer, Sotomayor, and Kagan dissenting. Now, what I wanted to say, and that's the way they broke down, but what I wanted to say to folks, and to the extent that I ever give advice, this isn't legal advice, but to the extent that I do, the opinion, all 213 pages, and you can read through it pretty quickly, you know, the opinion is available on the Supreme Court website. Now, you can go and you can watch all the media outlets and have CNN, NBC, CNBC, Fox News, Radio Law Talk to a certain extent, and all those tell you what the opinion said. Yes, yes, the last one's obviously best. But or you can just go download the opinion, spend a little bit of time. It is one of the most important opinions that's come down in the last 50 years. Might be worth your while to go read it yourself and formulate your own opinion and then go watch what other people say about it. I believe you will be amazed at the contrast, the difference between what the opinion actually says and what pundits, celebrities, influencers say it
says. Wackadoo politicians? Yes.
Exactly.
Did I say that? Was that
Nope.
I'm allowed to say that, Cal?
You may, because it's true. You can always tell the truth on this show.
you beat the defamation. And speaking of defamation.
Well, let's back up. I want one other thing. So the interesting thing that Robert said that you didn't get into detail. See, people, you guys out there listening, you don't know these details that are very important. Some of you might, but listen to this. Robert said, I would have just agreed with the Mississippi law, but not overturn Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
He noted something important. By the way, the Mississippi, when they brought this case before the Supreme Court, said, basically, we're not asking you to overturn Roe v. Wade. We're just asking you to, on this specific case, say that what we've stated or what our law is should be upheld. We're not telling you to overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's what Robert says. It's not our job to do that because they didn't ask us that. Right?
That's right. And
the big thing that people miss.
And the difference here is, so there's a thing called filing for a writ of certiorari. That is the request to the Supreme Court to hear an appeal. And in that request, state of Mississippi said, look, you can decide in our favor and not have to overturn Roe v. Wade. Please grant cert. The Supreme Court did, and then in their briefings, like bold, the first one, their first appellate things, Roe v. Wade should be overturned because of this. And Robert saying, that's not what you were granted cert on. That's not what you brought, and we don't have to reach that. And that's what he said. Look, I would uphold your law. I would agree that the whole viability framework that was mentioned in Roe v. Wade and Casey, that needs to go out. But this is still a right under the 14th Amendment, and I would keep the basic framework in and leave it at that. We don't have to decide the constitutionality of it this time. We can decide in your favor. But, you know,
interesting little loopholes that we caught, and Todd caught this more than I did, about what Robert said. He goes, look at this little tidbit that read between the lines what Robert's saying here, and it was very interesting.
Yeah, he believes, and there's a judicial maxim that says you should only go as far as answering the question that you were asked to address. So he says he believes that the Supreme Court, in going as far as they did, went beyond the question that they were asked to address.
Why every news outlet just doesn't turn to us and say, look, what do you guys think? Why are we not on worldwide news, Cal? What is going on?
Well, I can tell you.
We're so much smarter than
as a former news director, I can tell you why.
Why?
It takes too much effort. It's the same reason they're asking dumb questions that obviously prove they did not read the opinion, because it takes too many questions. Uh-huh. Now, a good TV news team would have their news team, their legal team, review the decision, have a meeting with the reporters, say, this is what they said, this is our interpretation. So when you do stories, frame it on that. That's what good news organizations do. Bad news organizations have an emotional reaction and order people around. For example, why don't you give Clarence Thomas a just cut off his term, just cut him off, kick him out? One question that was asked by a reporter, why don't you give him a term limit? So that's bad. That's not bad reporting.
Why don't you amend the Constitution? You can, if you want, amend the Constitution, right?
Exactly.
I think there's a bigger reason why none of us are asked to be on any of these television news outlets. And this is the biggest reason.
Why?
We're not going to be on any radio outlets because we're a radio show, and essentially we're their competition. So we're not on the TV outlets because every one of them gets a copy of our individual photographs and thinks, yeah, we ain't putting them on TV.
I don't know that Fred would show him up. We're going to have to hire Fred as the main. We're going to report.
Well, if you have a double seat for me to sit in, I'm okay with that.
Well, I have to replace David Muir and what's his name on NBC? Lester Holt. Just replace all of them. Put Fred and Todd on. That would be great.
This guy named Fred Penny wrote this article about looks back at the record-breaking Johnny Depp trial on national radio, right? That's the headline. And what I talk about is this, with help with some other individuals. I do have help doing research, and I appreciate those individuals. They know who they are who helped me do this. But here's an interesting statistic. Let's talk statistics on the Depp-Heard trial. Write this down, because this is absolutely mind-boggling. All right. So the first issue is, how many views? Okay, trial statistics, a snapshot of the biggest numbers. Clips with tabloid-ready headlines turn into click magnets. One YouTube publisher, a clip titled Johnny Depp Destroys Amber Heard's Lawyer, to the tune of 13 million views. That's on another famous quote from Heard's testimony. I did not punch you. Hold on. He said, I did not punch you. She did. She said, I did not punch you. I was hitting you. Ready for this? 20 million views. I mean, 29 million views on YouTube. Crazy, crazy number. Guess how many hours watch? Tell me. We didn't lose a lot of money as business owners, especially in law firms. That I tried to get my staff to stop listening to it, but they wouldn't. But in 6 weeks, a broadcast, when the trial was going on, had amassed a total of 83.9 million hours watched by people.
Wow.
And this is Stream Charts that published this. The number of hours watched increased 4 to 5 times to 2.7 million, up from 600,000 hours watched when friends and family testified when Depp took the stand. So Depp took the stand, it vaulted, you know, compared to when Amber took the stand. Now, listen, the testimony of Depp's housekeeper set a new hours watch record with 9 million people.
Now, this is streaming audio.
Yeah. 9 million. Viewers logged 18 million hours of watching this trial. That is absolutely mind-boggling. And I've got the biggest difference between, now they're going to break down the difference between Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Let's see. As the verdict approached, we got 30 seconds. 33 million hours watched and 1.4 million peak viewers when the verdict was coming out.
Walmart just as well as shut down, huh?
Yeah, we might as well shut down the country. But I'm gonna give you an interesting statistic, the difference between the watching of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Hour number two is coming right up. Don't go away.
Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.